I almost can't help it. I'll see a Chick-fil-A and I'll just, well, oh, maybe just one shake.
Just one milkshake.
Celebrities are just like us. They're obsessed with Chick-fil-A, too. We'll tell you which movie star recently went on record saying they can't turn down a peach milkshake. Hey there, welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm, and I'm joined by Jim Mann. Jim, brace yourself because peach milkshake season is in its final days.
Oh, no. You're going to be mad at me, though.
Why?
Because I've yet to have one.
What? I know. You're anti-sugar.
Well, I'm not anti-sugar. I love sugar. I just don't consume it.
Yeah.
How about that?
You're better than the rest of us.
Oh, that's true, but you've known that a long time.
Well, I've noticed, I'm trying to figure out, like, when is the last day? But most locations say while supplies last, and they say, you know, get it while you can, kind of alluding to the fact that it's going to be gone soon. So, I mean, they've got to be nearing the end of that barrel of peach stuff they put in the milkshakes.
Wow, it sounds appetizing.
Well, have you seen those videos where they show you how it's made and it's like this peach goop? It's like orange.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Wait a minute. They're not like picking peaches from trees and cutting them up and put them in your milkshake?
Well, maybe somebody down the line was, but.
Well, someone turns it into goop and then they put it in there.
Yeah, exactly. It's like peach goop that goes in there.
Great. You're a good salesman.
Well, I mean, not to burst your bubble, but I'm sure there's not really any pumpkin in Starbucks pumpkin spice latte, which already available.
Slow down, sister. Then again, I haven't had pumpkin spice latte for several years, which is really kind of making me cry a little bit because I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we go straight from peach season to pumpkin season.
I can only go in and smell it, and that makes me somewhat happy.
Which smell do you like better? Would you rather smell peaches or pumpkins?
Pumpkin. Oh, my gosh. I'm a fall guy.
I know. Me too. But there is this celebrity that is obsessed with peach milkshakes from Chick-fil-A. But before we talk about that and I spill who that is, did you hear about Harry Styles' concert at Madison Square Garden the other day?
Well, as you probably guess, I just follow Harry Styles all over the place. So I'm surprised I did not hear about it.
Okay, so this is your celebrity gossip. So he's in the middle of his concert and someone pelted him with a chicken nugget. Actually, well, several of them.
Do they not like him? I mean, did people pay to come in to hear him and then throw chicken nuggets at him?
I think they were just trying to get his attention, and it kind of worked. Because listen to this nugget drama unfold.
Interesting approach. Who threw the chicken nugget? That's another chicken nugget. I don't eat chicken. Sorry. I don't eat meat.
I don't eat meat.
Who threw the chicken nugget?
Oh, man. That is terrible.
I've seen the footage, the actual video, and I can 100% confirm this was not a Chick-fil-A nugget that someone threw at Harry.
What are you, like a chicken forensics?
Well, you could just tell they're a very distinctive shape. And this was more like, you know, the kind of like flat nugget that you get at the grocery store in a bulk pack where you just like throw five in the microwave for your kids.
Nasty, yeah. But what's wrong with him? I mean, the guy is skinny. That's why he's skinny, because he's not taking advantage of this free food coming at him. Even if it's not Chick-fil-A, I wouldn't eat it either.
You know, I would hope no one would eat a cold nugget that was thrown at them. Thankfully, Harry seems okay. No Chick-fil-A was wasted. We're good.
He had no chicken scratches?
No.
Has anyone ever been hurt by a nugget? I mean, is there like nugget muggings and stuff?
I don't know, but that would be pretty dark.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. You're dark meat.
Well, since Harry is a vegan and British, he probably doesn't eat a whole lot of Chick-fil-A, even though you can eat at Chick-fil-A if you're a vegan. There are some things on the menu that you can get. But here is one celebrity that does not pass a Chick-fil-A with out stopping. Especially in the summertime, he can't help but pull in and order a peach milkshake. Any guesses who it is, Jim?
It's got to be The Rock, because he can eat anything, and he does eat everything in his path, you know, to keep up that bulk. You know, I understand myself.
That's a good guess. That's not who I'm talking about this time. And I'll tell you who it is, though, after a quick break.
You guys, we got some 5-star reviews. Check these out. Thompson Fam writes, love this podcast and the heart that is behind it. Beck Fam 8 wrote, just discovered this podcast and love it. My daughter has worked at CFA for 7 years. CFA has been life-changing for her. These stories on your podcast are amazing. Keep sharing the good news. And JD Dude wrote, I love Allison and Jim so much. Great communication, and you can see their hearts in every episode. Aw, thanks, guys. We really do love reading your feedback, so don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, and we may just share yours on an upcoming episode.
Welcome back. Allison was just about to reveal who the peach milkshake-loving celebrity is. I'm thinking Brad Pitt, because he can do anything he wants.
No, close though. It is another handsome man. It's Gary Sinise. You know, Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump.
Lieutenant Dan, yes.
Yes, he's obsessed. Here he is talking to Melissa Joan Hart. You know who she is, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's in lots of stuff.
Oh, she's amazing. Clarissa Explains It All was one of my childhood favorites. You probably don't know what that was.
No.
It was big in the like late 80s, early 90s kind of thing. Anyway, she has a podcast now. It's called What Women Binge. And here is Gary Sinise and Melissa Joan Hart and her co-host talking about Chick-fil-A.
Do you have a fast food joint you like to hit up?
Chick-fil-A.
Lord's Chicken.
Yeah. And the peach
milkshake. You are my people.
You know that?
Oh, I wait on it every year.
I wait for summer.
It's so
I just
good.
Wait for a kid
I
not
get
to finish
fatter on the peach shake. In the summertime, I almost can't help it. I'll see a Chick-fil-A and I'll just, well, oh, maybe just one
just
shake.
Just one milkshake.
It's hard not to. Yeah, I can't. I try to avoid the milkshakes and then I just sip off the kids when they don't drink them, so. That way, that makes me feel like it's not my milkshake. So
there have been many summer days this year where I've had a peach milkshake for lunch.
Is there a Chick-fil-A around here?
Oh, yeah.
Is there?
You're going to go. Are you craving it now?
Yeah, I'm stomping there on the way to the airport.
That's cute. I love their passion for it. I mean, you can tell he's really a big fan.
You know, that's odd because he's craving that. Every time we do a podcast, I always have to go get Chick-fil-A. What is that?
I know. Seriously. I'm having Chick-fil-A tonight.
No, you're not.
Yes, because today is my son's 10th birthday, and I asked him where he wanted to have dinner. And because he's my son, he said, Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, you think, Lieutenant Dan, you think on that Forrest Gump, instead of shrimp, they would do something with, you know, Chick-fil-A.
Mm.
No.
No, it took place in the 60s, didn't it?
Yeah. That might have been a damper
it was,
there.
It was pre Chick-fil-A. But maybe filming that is when he got his love for Chick-fil-A, because I know they shot a lot of it in the South.
Mm. Yes, so, that's probably true. But that guy's in a lot of movies. I can't name any of them, but I've seen him in a lot of movies, and he seems to be a really great guy.
He does seem like a great I love him now. I'm like his biggest fan.
Yeah.
I feel a bond with him, like, immediately. Now I know. He's good people.
Yes. I'm trying to wrap my mind around where have I seen him, and there's something he does really good. I mean, like, he gives away stuff, and I can't remember what it is. You know everything.
Mm. Well, I do know he's in CSI. Do you watch that show?
I've seen it before. Is he a good guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. But he does something, I mean, in real life, not in the movies, where he's just a good fella. That's all I remember. So I have positive vibes about him. And then, of course, the Chick-fil-A thing has cemented that. He could do anything, and it doesn't really matter.
Sealed the deal. You know how when we have people on as guests and we always ask, like, who would you like to eat nuggets with?
Mm-hmm.
I hope somebody says Gary Sinise.
Yes. Or Melissa Joan Hart.
Or Melissa Joan Hart. You know, I can really relate to Melissa Joan Hart's guilt-free workaround when she was talking about how you just sip on your kids' shakes. So you don't order one for yourself. You just sip on your kids' shakes, and then you don't feel bad about the calories because it's not really your calories.
Right,
it's
right.
Their calories.
The calories don't transfer.
No, you're just having a sip of their milkshake.
So meanwhile, you got chubby little kids, and you're in perfect shape.
But you still get to enjoy the taste and a few sips, you know, and it teaches your kids generosity and sharing.
And taxes.
Right, exactly. Hey, I paid for that. Hand it over.
That's right. Give me half of that, kid. That's terrible. That's a terrible thing, Allison.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, I might be sipping on my kid's shake tonight. I'll probably use that tactic.
Yeah, I've seen you do it before. Mm-hmm. You've stolen my food before.
Mm-hmm. But you're so generous. You don't mind.
Afterwards, I pretty much have to be generous. It's already gone. Okay, Melissa Joan Hart, isn't she in like Hallmark movies? Sometime?
I think now that is kind of her thing, Hallmark movies. Yep.
Yeah, she's like in a million things. I mean, I know her well, but I can never remember what she's in. I know she does voiceovers for different things, but I don't know. Just thought I'd throw that out there. She lives in Nashville. I know that.
Oh. Well, there you go. Might see her around. When we go back there and interview some people for the podcast, and maybe we can get them on our podcast.
Oh my gosh, well, that would be great. I wonder if Lieutenant Dan lives there.
I don't know. Well, he was talking about the airport, so.
Well, there's an airport there.
Well, I just mean, you know, if he flew in for the interview and then was flying out, that means he doesn't live there.
Man, you're like a detective.
I'm a detective. I should be on CSI.
Yeah, you do chicken forensics stuff, and then you just know about airports. You probably can tell by the sound which airport it was.
Yes, I have those skills.
Okay.
All right, well, speaking of leaving town, I think it's time for us to leave this episode.
Yeah, it was heartwarming knowing that even celebrities have the crave for Chick-fil-A.
So true. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for joining us, Jim, even though you're always here.
Yeah, I never leave, do I?
You never leave. If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a quick favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.